It all began for me way, way back there. Just a young kid. And my brother and sister and my mother and father living in the same house, I didn't know we were poor. We had food to eat. We had clothes to wear. We had the shelter of a house, a potbelly stove in the living room that sometimes stung when I took my bath and backed up just a little too closely to it. But I did not know I was poor. Because my parents taught me to be thankful. Thankful for the food to eat, thankful for the family I had, thankful for all that was good in life that I could see around me. My favorite dog, our multiple kitties, our food, grandpa and grandma who lived next door who loved us with great big hugs and good cookies in the cookie jar. I did not know that I was poor. Today, I bump into a number of us, and I'm included from time to time, that are disillusioned, and there's good reasons. Many good reasons. Unwanted deaths, broken health, a restless society, a restless church. Because we're anxious. It's not the way it used to be. Sometimes I notice that some just walk around like zombies. I've never watched The Walking Dead, but that kind of is a zombie show, right? It's people kind of walking around like they're not alive. So I have one question for us to ponder this morning, and I wanted to ponder deeply and thoughtfully and prayerfully. Are our hearts filled with thanksgiving and gratitude? When I was a boy growing up in the West Goshen Meeting House, another reason I didn't know I was poor, we would gather together in the fall. Every fall, we had lots of farmers, lots of truck patch. You know what a truck patch person is, don't you? Big gardener. We had a big garden, too. And we'd walk into church, and there was a big cornucopia setting on the altar. And thanks to Al, we have a little semblance of that here this morning. But it was overflowing with all the kinds of things that we grew in our gardens. Cabbage and carrots and red beets and potatoes and onions. And at each corner of this structure of the church we had, which was new, by the way, because we used to have a central pulpit, but there were corn stalks on each end. And it was called Fall Harvest Day. We were being invited to be thankful. Even in bad harvest times, we had this event to be thankful for what we had. So I ask you once again, in a bit different way, are our hearts filled with thanksgiving and gratitude? The psalmist, and we read it together, Matt and I, this morning, had in that written worship material of the Israelite people, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright in the congregation. Do we give thanksgiving to God for this congregation? You know, we can find stuff that we don't like. We can pick or look at people we're not quite connected with. But I want to ask us, do we really give thanksgiving from our whole heart for this place that serves a purpose for God? We maybe haven't arrived, and we're going to look at some future ways about how we can be more present to this community, but are we truly thankful for what God has given us? The opportunity to develop friendships and relationships, the opportunity to be a servant of Jesus Christ here from this place? Do we enter the gates of this sanctuary with joy and thanksgiving for God and all that God has offered us, continues to offer us, will offer us through this church? Gratitude can turn a walking zombie into a living being. Let me give you three examples from my own life experience. And I have to talk out of my life journey because it's different for me than it is for you. But when I see immigrants moving toward our border, I feel a little bit of fear. I feel a little bit anxious. I feel like overwhelmed. How do we house all these people? And then I think about, and a thanksgiving begins to fill my heart for a person. A person created in the image of God. A person that wants a home of for safety. And something begins to change in my being. When I walk outside in the dark at night, I can feel a little bit of fear. And I hear a little noise, like I did last night when I walked up from the parsonage. And I wondered who is lurking outside in the dark. And then I'm thankful for the lights that guide my feet and help me come to this place where last night a person was anointed because they needed the extra help of the church. And it changes everything for me. Fear is replaced by an openness, a space for gratitude, for light. I'm reading a book right now. It's a novel, but it's about the Old South and about the people who are white and the people who are black and how these maids are servants of these people and what happens to each of them. Like the maid is expected to clean all the silver and clean up all the dirt and make sure everything's ready for someone else to come in and enjoy their life. How they sit at the card table and in front of the maids gossip about the way these black people act. And how they build toilets separate from the white home because the black people might bring disease to them. And I'm thankful to God, overflowing, that I have a church that thinks beyond discrimination. I'm thankful for God that I was raised in a family where discrimination wasn't something we thought about. Rather, we were taught to love our neighbors, no matter the color of their skin, no matter the culture they had come from. Do we, as the psalmist suggests, join together in the company of the upright? Are we a part of that upright, that company, that congregation, where together, loving, forgiving, and imagining, we think forward into what we can be? What is flowing from the cornucopia of our hearts? The psalmist writes about the whole heart, not just a little corner of the heart, the whole heart. Thanksgiving crowds out coldness and dividedness and lack of care for anyone but ourselves. Notice that this Thanksgiving is not about individualism, which our society seems to thrive on, but about the community. The community that's gathered with deep appreciation for God, for his deeds, which are graceful and merciful. His words and acts are faithful and just. And what is the final proof of that for us as Christians? It is Jesus. And even the psalmist began to help us anticipate what God was doing in the world, for he has sent redemption to his people. That is us, folks. Redemption is for us. We are the ones who are made righteous by the holy act of God. And then it says, he has commanded his covenant forever. Jesus is a living covenant of God's promise, I will be your God, and you are my people. There is so much happening in our world today that it really causes us pause to think about Thanksgiving. There is more to be troubled and anxious about if we focus upon it. There's shootings. There's heightened hospitality toward immigrants. There's women being discriminated against in the workplace and seen as sexual objects in advertisement. The wealthy are getting richer while the poor suffer. And then there's racism and the fear of people from other cultures. It seems to keep us from seeing the richness of the various hues of different cultural foods, ideas, and friendships. Thanksgiving and gratitude to God for all that God is to us and all that God has created us is a way to become a different person, to see things differently, to live more fully and more completely and more meaningfully into what is good and right. Now, don't hear me say that disillusionment and anxiousness are foreigners to my life at all, because it's not true. But I do believe it's in the community where I find a new richness and life. I was a little bit down this morning coming into worship today, but as I listened to the choir sing, and you did a magnificent job of opening my heart to be filled with the abundance of thanksgiving. Wholehearted thanksgiving is transformational. When we are feeling down or stifled by life challenges, when we feel darkness and gloom surrounding us, turning one's heart to God and letting God fill it with the fruits of his loving and trustworthy faithfulness, and allowing the presence of the Most Holy to bubble out from us, makes life a bit more tolerable. Not perfect. Not even easier. Just a bit more tolerable. In the web page, Daring to Live Fully, and it's an interesting web page, the author writes, gratitude shifts our focus from what our life lacks to the abundance that is already present. In addition, behavioral and psychological research has shown that giving thanks makes people happier and more resilient. It strengthens relationships. It even improves health, and it reduces stress. Gratitude will change our lives for the better. I can only witness to my experience. When my heart is filled with thanksgiving, I feel a bit lighter. I feel more respect for life and for others, and don't feel so empty and dark because something good and wonderful is filling my heart to overflowing. So how does this work? Today's second scripture opens a way for some understanding about how we fill our hearts with gratitude. It first of all talks about centering our life in Christ, letting his words richly teach us, being in community in such a way that he will allow and shape and form us and our hearts and our minds into new beings. It is when we're in Christ together that we read Scripture and hear Scripture, that we pray and hear words of invitation to a fuller, more abundant life, and we sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. One of the reasons I'm uplifted every Sunday here is because of the music. It brings a joy from my being. We are blessed to have the music and the gift of music we have. Thanks be to God. In Colossians 3:15, which was not read this morning, these words inform me about why this Thanksgiving is important. For dwelling together in Christ brings peace of Christ to rule in our hearts. And through this dwelling, our hearts become filled with thanksgiving. Barbara Taylor Brown, an Episcopalian priest, posted the following on Grace Rules weblog. To become fully human, hear that, to become fully human means learning to turn my gratitude for being alive into some concrete common good, to tend to the others in my vicinity. So where is our vicinity? It's our home. It's our school. It's our workplace. It's our church. So let me ask once again, are our hearts filled like a cornucopia to overflowing? Is thanksgiving coming because the peace of Christ dwells within us? Remember the promise of the psalmist, where they reminded themselves that God's covenant was everlasting. For you are God's people, and we are God's children. Let thanksgiving be a part of our thinking, a thought of prayer, even a part of our singing, that we might truly know what it means to live with hearts overflowing with thanksgiving.